Okay, we are now joined by tonight's runner-up, Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 Menards Carnell Cabernet Ford for Team Penske. Ryan, walk us through that. It was a very interesting race from start to finish. Walk us through your race from your perspective.
Yeah, it was a very, very interesting race. We started off really bad. I mean, we went from starting on the pole to being a lap down in 60 laps. That's tough to do, and we found a way to do that. And, so we already dug ourselves a hole early and pitted. And actually, after the first pit stop, we got our car a lot better. I think just the green racetrack didn't really go well with what we had or something, or we really wore our tires out. I had to run the top a lot. I was getting passed, so I don't think that helped. But after that, I felt more competitive. We got the lucky dog there right before the first stage end. And after that, we drove all the way up to second. And that second stage on that long run, we had a great long run car. And so that was great. And, being able to get the lead there on the start of the third stage and just kind of biding our time and just taking care of our stuff. And caution came out, and then we got a penalty on pit road. And that set us all the way back again with not a lot of laps to go. I mean, we had 170 to go, and the last restart, we restarted ninth. And the 19 just got away from me, and I couldn't run him down. By the time I got second, he was gone, and my stuff was a little worn out having to pass a lot of cars. And but overall, really proud of the effort from the 12 group. I mean, from where we started to where we ended, I can't be – I can always be happier with it, winning the race. But we made huge gains today, and that just shows – Atlanta was the same way. We didn't start off great, but we got a lot better very quickly. And that just shows what this team can do. So I'm really proud of Todd Gordon and everybody on this group.
Good deal. We're going to open the floor for questions. If you have a question for Ryan, just please raise your hand and by clicking the participants icon. We're going to start with Bob Pockers from Fox Sports. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ryan, I wanted to ask you about Bubba because he's been obviously talked about, encouraging NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag. He's been very vocal on issues. And I'm curious if you have seen this activism in him for years, or do you feel like there has been a change in him in the last few months?
I think that, start off saying I'm really proud of what he's doing, the effort he's putting in and wanting to, kind of lead the charge. And I stand behind him. A lot of guys stand behind him in the NASCAR, not only the drivers, but a lot of teams as well, crew members. I'm very proud of him for that. The car he ran tonight was great. I love that they were able to do that and they came up with that idea. As far as being an activist goes, not as much as he is now. I mean, he always has been. I mean, he and I, it's nothing. We've been really best friends for a long time. And, the way he and I have always thought growing up is just everyone's equal. We always treat everyone equal, and no matter where you come from, what color you are, you treat people with respect, and you don't judge people. But I feel like he's taken a larger stand against just encouraging the cause right now, and just wanting equality and understanding. So I feel like he always has been one a little bit, but now, I mean, in these times, I think it's great that he's embracing it and leading the charge. I'm really proud, and we'll stand behind him 100%.
And you talked about going to some protests or to a protest in the last couple of weeks. Do you think if you go now and people recognize you as a NASCAR driver, that it means something that NASCAR has banned the Confederate flag?
I went to one, it was last week, and I was out in Charlotte and one was happening, and I kind of joined in and talked to some people, and you can't really tell who anyone is. They got masks on and things like that and stuff like that. But I'm not a person who, if I go to a peaceful protest, I'm not gonna like boast it out that I'm there. You're there to learn, and you're there to understand and talk to people. You're not there to say, look, I'm here. I want to go and learn and talk to people and then support them as well. So, I think it's great. I think, a lot of people should check the peaceful protests out. You can learn a lot from people just talking and hearing their stories, but kind of where I stand on that.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Mark Garrow. Go ahead with your question, Mark.
Get this unmuted. Congratulations on a great run tonight, Ryan. Is this a case where a winning car finished second?
I'd like to think so. I don't know. I haven't really thought of that, to be honest with you. You know, just the races happen. You know, it's just the way it goes. You know, we had that penalty and towards the end of the race, but I thought the 19 and I were pretty even. I would have loved to line up beside him, you know, when the restart was 70 to go or whatever it was, and see what we could have done. But we'll never know. I thought we had a really good car, but I was never close enough to him to really see on kind of equally worn tires to kind of see what we had for him.
How close do you feel you are to the first win? You talked about the improvements your car, you guys made at Atlanta to come on strong there. You came on strong again at Martinsville. How close do you feel to a first win this season?
Very close. I mean, I thought it was going to be tonight. You know, you just, but you keep, you know, you keep bringing speed like this every weekend. You know, eventually you're going to find a little bit more and be able to win the race. So we just got to keep doing what we've been doing. So I think it's going to come really soon. We just got to keep working hard.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Dustin Long. Go ahead with your question, Dustin.
Thank you. Ryan, a couple questions. This week is, you had Atlanta, tonight Martinsville, Sunday Miami. That seems like that's a lot of warm weather, a lot of challenges on drivers. Can you just kind of describe what this week has been like and what the potential toll is on a driver's body with some of these hotter races?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, you get out, you're worn out, things like that. You know, Atlanta was hot, and you're working really hard at Atlanta, and it's a long race, 500 miles, a long time. And here is obviously you're working hard. It wasn't cold here. And then, honestly, Miami would probably be the hottest one we go to and most humid. But, you know, me personally, yeah, I'll get a little bit tired after the race, but it's never been a big issue for me. You just hydrate like you normally do and eat well and try to, you know, maintain a good physical condition. So, I mean, I'd race every night if I could. Just that part's never gotten me getting tired or anything like that. But I think it's great that we have, you know, you're essentially having three races in a week, which is great for fans to watch. And it's a lot of work on the teams. But as far as personally, physically, I'm all good.
I also just wanted to ask you, because of your friendship with Bubba, you certainly have a more of an inside view of things. And I'm curious of, like, what the last week or so has been like on him and the impact. I know he referenced in a short video before the race, he just hasn't gotten much sleep. I mean, obviously there's been a lot of things on his mind, a lot of demands, a lot of things going on. Can you give me a sense of, from your perspective, what you've seen and what the last week or so, or last few days even, have been like for him?
Yeah. I mean, I saw him, did I see him? I saw him before Atlanta. Went over to his house, I think on last Saturday or something like that, sometime last week, and we just hung out, ate some food, drank some beer, and you know, just had a good time. And yeah, we talked about some of the issues. Myself, him, and our good friend Dylan Smith was over there, and we talked about some stuff and things like that, and just kind of hearing what we are talking about, what we think, and it was, you know, great for me to kind of see what they feel like in certain situations, you know, because I've never been in their shoes. You know, I'm never been, you know, I'm not an African-American male, you know, I can't relate to that. So the best I can do is just learn about it and help out and understand. So, but like I said before, I think it's great. The initiative he's showing and wanting to be a part of, you know, change, the right change, you know, And I feel like he's on his way, man. He's doing a really good job. He did great on, I think he was on CNN the other night, and he did a great job on that. And you know, like I said, I've just known him for a long time, and he's just Bubba to me. You know, I think of him as a brother, and just, you know, it's good to talk to him. But yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely not getting sleep because he's so busy. You know, but it's good things. It's a good cause that he's striving towards.
Thank you.
Our final question for Ryan will come from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead with the question, Jeff.
So you mentioned the green track. Obviously, you guys weren't the only ones who were off at the start. I mean, a bunch of guys were going backwards, and some of them never recovered. So was it the track, the tire? you know, the lack of practice. What was the primary reason that so many, you know, even big names and top teams seem to struggle tonight?
All the above, I think. You know, with a new tire, no practice, green racetrack. Some teams hit it, some teams didn't, you know, and some teams actually never recovered from it. Some great teams never recovered from it. We were lucky that we did. You know, look at some of the, like the 18 and the 11, they didn't recover. So I think it was just everything up in the air. You know, if we would have had practice, even an hour practice, you'd realize what your car is going to do, especially on a green track. So I think all those things that you mentioned were a factor in it, but we were on the lucky side of we got to where we were a lot more competitive than where we started. And it's just from a lack of just no knowledge about the tire or the racetrack or the conditions, what they're going to be.
Thank you.
Well, Ryan, thanks for joining us this evening. We'll see you at Homestead Miami Speedway this weekend.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Take care. We'll have Brad Keselowski joining us here in mere moments. He's logging into the room as we speak.